Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, October 5th. Grey Bruce OPP say their underwater search and recovery unit has found the canoeist who went missing at Dyers Bay on Sunday. The young man, who was recovered deceased, is 24-year-old Stephen Chance of St. Clements. On Sunday, police, paramedics, and Northern Bruce Peninsula firefighters responded to a canoeist's in distress call. OPP say one occupant was transported to a local hospital with injuries deemed non-life-threatening. Emergency services personnel and members of the Joint Rescue Coordination Center, Trenton, continued to search for the second occupant. They were later joined by the OPP Underwater Search and Recovery Unit. A Tara man has been identified by OPP as the victim in a fatal motorcycle crash in the township of Chatsworth last week. Grey Bruce OPP, Grey County paramedics, and Chatsworth firefighters were called to a single vehicle collision involving a motorcycle at about 9:30 at night last Friday on Gordon Street South. Police say the lone motorcycle rider was taken to hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Grey Bruce OPP have identified the victim as 25-year-old Jason Scalacci of Tara. Police continue to investigate. Bruce Grey Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker has officially been named Deputy Speaker of the Ontario Legislature. Walker's office explains the Speaker of the House presides over proceedings in the Legislative Assembly. Deputy Speakers assume the chair in the House in the absence of the Speaker. Walker, in past roles, has been Government Whip, then Minister of Government and Consumer Services, and until summer break in 2021, he was Associate Energy Minister.
And really look forward to it. I really like the traditions of government and Parliament and kind of our history, and I look forward to doing my best to uphold those principles and protocols and making sure that we operate and proceed over the legislature as it's expected to be.
Walker takes on the role after MPP Rick Nichols stepped down from the post. Nichols was booted from the Ontario PC caucus over his COVID-19 vaccination status and now sits as an independent. Walker will first get to act in the role of deputy speaker at about 9 tomorrow morning before Speaker Ted Arnott presides over question period. Federal Conservative Party leader Aaron O'Toole spoke to the media this afternoon following his party's first caucus meeting since the election that saw the Liberals re-elected to a minority government. O'Toole says, as planned, Conservative MPs voted on Reform Act items, a vote O'Toole says he has supported in the past and continues to support.
This is not about a sword of Damocles hanging over my head. We're united as a team. This is about having a fair and transparent process that a team must have when it respects one another, for electing a chair, for making determinations about membership in the caucus, and about leadership.
O'Toole wasn't clear about whether or not a vote on his leadership would be held in 6 months or in 2023, but said the review will involve the caucus, National Council, the Conservative Party, and the fund for what he calls a 360-degree review. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 131 points. The Dow Jones is up 311 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.49 U.S. cents, up 5/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $79.12, up $1.50 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Baseball playoffs, the New York Yankees are in Boston against the Red Sox. Game time is 8:08 tonight. The winner advances to the ALDS against the Tampa Bay Rays. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League Championship Final at Allenford, the Tara Ladies take on the Desborough Royals. The first pitch will go at 7:30. In golf, it's day one of two of the Mike Doyle Toronto Players Tour at Cobble Beach Golf Resort. 9 games tonight in National Hockey League preseason, including the Montreal Canadiens at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. The Leafs beat Ottawa 3-1 last night. And 4 games tonight in NBA exhibition. Thursday, the Toronto Raptors will be at Philadelphia. Last night, the Raptors beat the 76ers 123-107. There's more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.